Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Gardaí and emergency services have been attending the scene of a road traffic incident in St Johnstone. It happened at approximately 2 o'clock this afternoon. Church Street is closed and is likely to remain so for some time. The government issues its homelessness report for July with a slight increase in the numbers registered in the Northwest region. The government is being urged to clarify how many new built properties are being purchased by vulture funds. And St Mary's National School in Tubin, parents there call for traffic calming measures. Later in the bulletin, Mark Gallagher is with us with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. August Bege, Colm Ferriter on show. It's on Nocht shortly after the sport. We start though with St Johnstone and Gardaí and emergency services have been attending the scene of a serious road traffic incident. It occurred at Church Street in St Johnstone at approximately 2 o'clock this afternoon. The road is currently closed with local diversions in place. We understand that the closure is likely to be a lengthy one. Gardaí are asking people to avoid the area if possible. No further details have been issued by Gardaí at present. The government has issued its homelessness report for July with a slight increase in the numbers registered in the region as being homeless. With more detail, here's Eamon Torsney.
In the northwest, 146 adults accessed services, 55 of them in Donegal, up 9 and 2 respectively on June figures. There were 24 families registered as homeless in the region in July, the same as June, with 48 children, down 8. Nationally, the number of people accessing emergency accommodation has increased to another record high of 14,429, with 4,401 children homeless. The report also shows there's been a 12% increase in homelessness in the 12 months since July 2023. 2,096 families are experiencing homelessness, an increase of 257 on last year. In the northwest, the increase in families is 26, with 13 more dependent children.
Rowan McNamara from Focus Ireland is calling on the government to act immediately on the provision of social housing for homeless families.
During the summer, they should be having a carefree time. It's a beautiful day today. They shouldn't be living with this stress of being homeless every day. And with the stroke of a pen tomorrow, the government could provide quicker access to social housing for long-term homeless families. And this is something that we're very hopeful that the Taoiseach will now direct the department to act upon in the coming months.
Meanwhile, the government is being urged to clarify how many new build properties are being purchased by vulture funds. It's after new research from estate agents DNG found 6 out of every 10 new homes were available to private buyers last year. The remaining 4 out of every 10 were purchased by bulk buyers. And the Social Democrats' housing spokesperson, Cian O'Callaghan, says clarity is needed about who those bulk buyers are.
There is a difference between funding that's being used to create additional supply of homes and funds and investors coming in and snapping up homes that otherwise would be available for individuals and families. So we do need detail from the government on that, but we also need action.
A vigil was held last night after two women were killed in County Derry less than a week apart. 57-year-old Sophie Watson's body was discovered with a number of stab wounds in the Ashgrove Park area of Maharafelt on Sunday, August 18th, while 65-year-old Montserrat Martorell was raped and killed in the early hours of the following Saturday in a flat on Harvey Street in the city. Last night's vigil heard calls for an end to violence against women and girls. Organisers say since 2020, 22 women have been murdered across Northern Ireland. And some of those who attended last night's vigil spoke to reporters about why they chose to do so.
I guess it kind of shows that people aren't okay with violence towards women, and it could show another woman who's experiencing that violence that there are a lot of people who would stand up for them if they needed them to.
I just feel like every week when I read the news, I'm reading about someone, some woman somewhere being murdered.
We need more to be done to protect our women and girls in this country.
It makes me sick to my stomach to think that all these women are suffering for no reason, really. It's just shocking.
Well, how it feels is that we don't want to be here. We don't ever want to be here again. So we're hoping that something will be done.
Parents at St Mary's National School in Toobin Burnfoot are once again calling for traffic calming measures to be implemented there. The school's located on the main Buncrana to Derry route, with traffic travelling at considerable speed. The danger is exacerbated by the fact that the car park is on the opposite side of the road to the school. Well, the Gaelic of the Inishowen MD is Councillor Jack Murray. He says he's been regularly raising the issue, and this has been identified as a priority for Donegal County Council.
Yeah, this is an issue I've repeatedly been raising over the last number of years, but obviously as kids are returning to school now this week and next week, parents are rightly concerned again that we need to make that road in Toobin much safer for drop-offs. It's one of the busiest roads in Donegal, certainly in Inishowen. It's a main road from Derry to Buncrana. It's a road that does allow for considerable speed, and when you have parents dropping their kids in a car park across the road, or buses dropping off and they have to cross, they're rightly very worried about it. So I've been liaising with the council, and we're exploring every possible measure to source funding and get the safe crossing measures that are so badly needed in that area.
And has there been any progress made in terms of reaching a solution?
Yeah, no, everything's being explored. There is different road safety measure monies available, particularly in relation to school transport. So, look, I've been assured by the council that we're going to be putting every effort into applying for every possible funding, looking at all design options. And it is, and I want to reassure people, it is a priority for Donegal County Council. It's a priority for us in the Inishowen MD, and certainly for myself. So we've been doing absolutely everything we possibly can. We understand the seriousness of the situation, and we'll do everything we can to get it resolved.
A former Deputy First Minister and SDLP leader says it's the right time for Colm Eastwood to step aside from the party's top job. He's resigning from the leadership in October, but will stay on as MP for Foyle. Well, Mark Durkin, who served as Foyle MP from 2005 to 2017, says Mr Eastwood will now be able to focus fully on his Westminster duties.
Colm delivered a good election victory here, and the party came back in the Westminster election with two seats. It's now another couple of years, at least, before another election. Colm, I think, has decided that this is a good juncture at which he could step aside from the party leadership, but also remain fully involved and active.
Well, the UUP is set to make an announcement this evening regarding the next party leader, and it looks like a familiar face is back. Mike Nesbitt is set to take over from Doug Beattie, who announced his resignation earlier this month. Reporter James Gould is at Stormont.
Health Minister and UUP MLA Mike Nesbitt told us today that he is the only name put forward to lead the party. Nominations for the role closed at 4:30, so it seems like the Health Minister will become the new leader. He says that he will continue taking the party in the same direction Doug Beattie was going in. Mike Nesbitt will be returning as leader after his last stint, finishing in 2017. It's my understanding that a new leadership team made up of Mr Beattie and MLA Robbie Butler will help Mr Nesbitt in his role.
Two Donegal deputies are calling on the Chief Executive of the National Standards Authority of Ireland to publish amendments to the IS465 standard, which underpins the defective block scheme. Deputies Padraig McLaughlin and Pierce Doherty have written to Grace Larkin, asking her to follow through on a commitment she gave at a housing committee meeting in the Oireachtas in May, that draft changes and amendments to the standard would be released in Q3 of this year. Deputy McLaughlin says the issue has become even more pressing as housing agency engineers are downgrading remedial recommendations made by the engineers who carried out the report on site. He says it's a situation that cannot go on.
There's been international peer-reviewed scientific evidence that clearly shows that the current standard, which only allows you to test the blocks, not the foundations, is just not fit for purpose. This is deeply worrying for homeowners because they've been through this nightmare once. They cannot go through it again. And indeed, it makes no economic sense to, you know, just remove outer leaves when maybe the entire house needs to be taken down and replaced. So there's all sorts of issues because of the standard being not fit for purpose.
In fairness to Councillor Frank McBrearty and others, they've been saying this for quite a long time. We've now got to the point where it seems everybody accepts this, but the standard hasn't been updated, and you've been very specifically waiting for an adjudication from the NSAI in terms of what the standard should be. It's been promised, it still hasn't come.
No, indeed, and like, we have stood with Paul Dunlop, with the scientists who've been looking at this internationally, and it's been very, very clear from the early stages that there has been a real problem. Engineers spoke out, and it then became what started with one or two became almost the entire engineer community saying that we can't work with this, we just don't trust it, we can't in good faith make recommendations. So this is fundamental to the scheme. You have to have remediation options that people can trust based on evidence. You are putting forward billions of taxpayers' money, but more importantly, you're adding unnecessary anguish to homeowners. So we need this urgently sorted out. It's taken far too long, and we need it sorted out as soon as possible.
Deputy Patrick McLaughlin. Letterkenny Chamber, which represents over 300 businesses across Donegal and the North West, has released its pre-budget submission for 2025, calling for significant investments in infrastructure and housing to address long-standing regional imbalances and support economic growth. Among the key issues highlighted is the housing crisis, which is aggravated in Donegal by the defective blocks crisis, which the Chamber says has further strained an already limited market. The submission also highlights the need to address tax issues affecting cross-border workers. CEO Tony Forrester says that's having an adverse effect on the economy, particularly at a time when there's such a strong focus on cross-border cooperation.
One of the big things we've been told that hampers them recruiting both sides of the border because they can't give the same terms and conditions to someone on either side. It cuts the labour pool down a little bit for some businesses. And also it's the complexity of it. This border is the poorest border. We've worked here in the border for so many years and we want it to work. I think it's always been there and we think the government could sort it and we don't think it's a massive problem to sort.
And it's also contrary to the model and perspective of this area as the Northwest City region, where ever closer ties between Letterkenny, Derry and further afield are envisaged. This would appear to be stressing separation rather than togetherness.
That's exactly it. You know, we've been working together for so long and it's in really good space at the minute. And then we have Shared Island coming in there. So we definitely need them to look at this a bit more seriously. I just heard last week from a larger company, you know, they basically recruit this side and their other company recruits on the Northern Ireland side and they don't really cross over. That doesn't work for, you know, we have people who live. You have people who live either side of the border and their children go to school on either side of the border. So there's, you know, it doesn't make sense. But this is always going to be I suppose, emphasised after Brexit, and that's the way it is. But it affects our border, and it affects our economy.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. We'll start with soccer, and there is a full round of fixtures in the SSE Airtricity League First Division tonight. Out of form, Finn Harps go up against Cove Ramblers at Finn Park at 7:45. Jeremy Doherty will have live updates from that one. In the other games in the division, champions elect Cork City host bottom side Longford Town. Kerry take on UCD. Athlone go to Wexford and it's Bray Wanderers at home against Treaty United. Derry City lead Shelburne on goal difference in the Premier Division. The Candy Stripes go to Galway United tonight and Shelburne, who do have a game in hand over Derry, are away to Dundalk in the only other Premier Division game. In the Irish League Premier Division tonight, Ballymena United take on Glenavon and Portadown meet Linfield. And in the English Championship, Luton Town play QPR from 8. Shamrock Rovers will be away to Chelsea as part of the Conference League group phase. Their other trips will take them to Rapid Vienna and to Windsor Park to play Larne. Rovers' home games will come against Apoel Nicosia, Welsh champions TNS and Bosnia-Herzegovina's Borac. In deadline day transfer news, Republic of Ireland winger Mikey Johnson has returned to West Brom on a permanent basis. The Championship club have paid Celtic £3 million for the 25-year-old, who scored 7 goals in 20 loan appearances for the Baggies last season. Moving on to action at the Paralympic Games in Paris, Katie George Dunleavy, who has family connections in Mount Charles, and her partner Eve McChrystal finished 5th in the women's B1000m time trial this afternoon. The Irish tandem were a second and a half off a podium place. In athletics, Fintan Dewhurst of Tyrconnell AC is running in the semi-finals of the 400m hurdles at the World Under 20 Championships in Peru tonight. The Glenties native, who won silver at the Europeans last year, will go off in his semi-final at 13 minutes past 10 Irish time. In Gaelic games, there's one game on in the Derry Senior Football Championship this evening. Lavie take on Ballinascreen. And just to look ahead to this weekend's Gaelic games, our feature match is the Donegal Senior Hurling Final. Setanta, who are going for 3 in a row, face old foes Burt tomorrow at O'Donnell Park at 5 p.m. There will be live commentary with Oisín Kelly and Eugene Organ. Martin McGrath, the Burt manager, says his team are pretty young and inexperienced.
I suppose they're a bit more experienced now, but still very young, like, in terms of the overall thing. If you're looking for of a scale of a team, like, do you know, a good majority of our team's still under 21, like, do you know, and we haven't that many over the 30, only three or four over the 30, so it is a young side, in fairness, you know.
For Setanta, it is an eighth final in a row, and one that the experienced and influential Bernard Lafferty is looking forward to.
The three in a row is definitely, it's all of our aim at the cross here at the moment. It's definitely three in a row, and Burt in a county final, to get three in a row against them, it would mean massively.
And there's a full preview of the three Donegal hurling finals in the sports section of our website. The junior final pits Four Masters against St Junans, and Carindona take on Bun Crana in the intermediate final. After the hurling finals, the draw for round four of the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Senior Football Championship will take place live here on Highland at around 6:30 tomorrow. In golf, Leona Maguire is six shots off the lead as the Women's Irish Open nears its halfway point. The Cavan golfer carded a 72 today and will go into the weekend at Carton House on 4 under par. Finland's Ursula Wikström heads the field on 10 under. In horse racing, Oisín Nóra had a winner at Thirsk earlier this afternoon. The Donegal jockey was on board 7-1 shot Tuscan Hills in the 140 Novice Stakes for trainer Raphael E. Frere. In motorsport this weekend, Kyle McBride, Ryan McHugh, Eamon Kelly and Callum Devine are among the competitors in the Rally Carrigadon in Wales, which is a round of both the British Rally Championship and the European Rally Championship. And finally, in greyhound racing, the biggest crowd of the year is expected at Lifford Greyhound Stadium on Saturday evening, where there's a bumper 11 race card, the feature race being the Droopies Stud A1A2525 final. The action starts at 7:45 p.m. and follows the Big Bear Run 74 Car Motor Show from 2 to 5 with proceeds to the Blue Stack Special Needs Foundation. That's all your sports news for today, but we will be going over to Jeremy Doherty at Finn Park for live updates of Harps Clash with Cove from 7:45. Donald.
Thank you very much indeed, Mark. On-campus student accommodation is costing up to €12,000 for the upcoming academic year. Students' unions say many are commuting long distances, couch surfing or sleeping in their cars due to the ongoing accommodation shortage. USA President Chris Clifford says the struggle to find a place to live is causing huge distress for students.
It's the same situation everywhere. We see in Galway they're paying up to $8,000-$9,000 a year for accommodation. Tralee has increased by over 150% since 2016 in regards to accommodation as well. Just the price overall, and students are going into digs, which we are greatly appreciative for people opening their homes for the students, but there's no legislation there and that's something that we really need.
Well, as you heard there, the Diggs model is a cause for concern for the students' unions. Homeowners can earn up to €14,000 a year tax-free under the rent-a-room scheme. However, those renting out a spare room don't have to register with the Residential Tenancies Board. The president of the UCD Students' Union, Miranda Barr, says many students complain their privacy is being invaded in Diggs.
We also heard of situations where homeowners would go into the room when the student wasn't there, just like look around their belongings. Apart from that, we also see that a lot of the times in Diggs, it is quite common for the students to be asked to do extra things as well as pay rent. The homeowner might start asking extra favours and services around the house, so the student becomes sort of someone who works in the house, either sometimes cooking or cleaning and stuff like that, or child caring things, as well as paying rent.
Two men are still being questioned following a major drug seizure in counties Monaghan and Galway. It's after over €550,000 worth of suspected cannabis and cocaine was seized following searches in six locations in both counties. The Taoiseach says the European Union and US have been utterly ineffective in bringing about a ceasefire in Gaza. Simon Harris made the remarks after revealing his written to the Attorney General seeking fresh legal advice on the EU trade agreement with Israel. He says new advice is necessary following an International Court of Justice ruling that Israel's presence in Palestinian territory is unlawful. The Taoiseach says pressure is needed to bring about a stop to the violence.
Despite the EU wanting that and the US wanting it, to date we have been utterly ineffective in terms of bringing it about. And we have to look at ourselves and say, hang on, it hasn't happened to date. You can say you want a ceasefire, but what more can the world do to maximise the pressure on Netanyahu and Hamas to bring about a ceasefire?
Meanwhile, challenges in rolling out a polio vaccination programme in Gaza are immense, according to UNICEF. It's one of a number of agencies which will distribute over 1 million doses of the polio vaccine to more than 640,000 children from Sunday. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a series of pauses in fighting to facilitate the move. The executive director of UNICEF Ireland is Peter Power.
Well, the challenges are immense because all of Gaza is effectively a war zone. And that is why we very much welcome the fact that both warring factions have agreed to temporary humanitarian pauses, which will allow UNICEF, UNRWA and the WHO to deliver 1.2 million polio vaccines to 600,000 children over the next 7 days.
Agusanish Anocht, Alev, Beck, Colum Ferreter.
Tronona Waidiv, Colum Ferreter, and Shalin the Priefs guilty. Takorlihan Pobli, a Umperama, Eg Forest Nigeliga, the trifle Miana Anuas, Erzrecht, Don Tros, Tratish Anua, Ata Arberch, Don the Blianti Fihe, Fihe Sakuik, Guji Fihe, Augusta Troha. Curter Foil Tura Verini, Ata Simfilai Aku, Igursi Changa, August Farberch Nigeliga. Parcha Glaku is Serve Erlina, August Turami Saku, Akaranul. Taguji and Sheola de Mi Mananohors, Egan Fobble, Con Parcha Glacus of Roses, Horlihan, Stagaholus Erfoil, a Forest Nigelig, a Bunkai E. Tokho Gal, Planala Changa, a Agru, Forest Nigelig, Conchaim Liona den Froses, Planala Changa, a Heluru, Beg Hogal Ershul, Eran Trohodeladen Visha Hogging, August and Hairlad de Mi Yerufoher, I Barkon Croaky. Con Annalisa Yennefer, Ober Chan Agriokti, Planala Changa, Fodna Chira. Jenhart Skagu, Egan Hogal, Dolchon Chin, na Planala Changa, Gujisha. August Kaktana is Fager, a Olam as some Frosession. Beg Huig e Chan Chori, Ilahar Egan Hogal, Lena Durami, August Tahiha, Eger Nashunta, Aurunt, Fuin Valla is Far, Contossi, the na Planalia Changa, Fodna Chira. Ta fógirt stianta ag údaras na gaeltachta go bhfuil sé ag tuirt tacaíochta don éile ceol dárn san air in honor an craoltóra omráite Ronan McAwee a bheas ar siúl in gídóir ag deireadh na mísa seo thugainn. Is féle ceiliúrithe í seo a dhéanann comarú ar hebhras cultúrtha agus teanga na gaeltachta. Curtha an éile ardan ar fáil de aliantóirí gaeltachta agus náisiúnta ar éin. A Kerbema Erkjol tradition to August Nua Amshara, Friedman Nigeliga, Beuremsha Lyahan Emakti Urshul, Kjol Kurmaha Kardlana, August Emakti Chile Sonarev, August Tagaholus Egensiv, Dornson Air, Bonkai E. Shin Mahodsha Eli Golier, Slan August Banakt.
Kurmaha Goth Kurm, August Nish, and I'm sure. Met Aaron tells us it'll be dry this evening with spells of sunshine, light variable breezes, staying dry tonight with just a few mist and fog patches, lows of 7 to 11 degrees Celsius, light variable breezes, dry and bright again tomorrow with plenty of sunshine, highs on Saturday of 18 to 21 degrees Celsius in moderate southeast winds. And that's Highland Radio News. The main stories, Gardaí and emergency services have been at the scene of a road traffic collision that occurred at Church Lane St Johnson at approximately 2 this afternoon. Main Street was closed for a time that since reopened. The Church Lane remains closed with local diversions in place. We understand that closure is likely to be a lengthy one. Gardaí have been asking people to avoid the Church Lane area if possible. No further details available about the nature of the incident. The government has issued its homelessness report for July with a slight increase in the numbers registered in the region. Full details on those figures and today's other stories, of course, on our website, highlandradio.com. A vigil took place last night in Derry to remember two women killed in the county less than a week apart. The vigil was told that since 2020, 22 women have been murdered across Northern Ireland. And as children return to school, parents at St Mirren's National School in Tubin Burnfoot are again calling for traffic calming measures to be implemented there. The school's located on the main Bunkranna Derry Road. Cars travel at considerable speeds and the danger is exacerbated, parents say, by the fact that the car park is on the opposite side of the road to the school. And we're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 30th of August. The death has taken place of Patrick McGinley, 6 R Glass, Kilmacrennan Road, Milford. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, this evening at 7 o'clock, going to his home. Funeral Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Peter's Church, Milford, followed by burial in Milford Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Pat McDade, 24, Abbey Park, Manor Cunningham. Pat's remains will repose at his late residence tomorrow and Sunday from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:15, going to All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the intensive care unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Roy Davison, Glen Tushkirt, Glen Gad, reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 2:15 for 3 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Lag, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Art Even, Carndonagh Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Columba O'Neill, 1 Ardnalee Park, Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:45 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 12:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Dimpna Coyle, née Callaghan, 5 Courtrai Park, Strabane, formerly of Sion Mills, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:40 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has taken place of Paddy Doherty, Paddy and Eugene's, Letcher, Cool Daff. Paddy's remains are reposing at his sister Kathleen Boyle's residence at Quigley's Point. Funeral from there on Sunday at 9:30 for funeral mass at 10:30 in St Patrick's Church, Ahaclay, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.